Is War Tales worth our time? We're about to find out. Welcome, everyone, to episode 167 of 1 Hour, One Decision, 1H, 1D. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide, well, Tom, are turn-based combat games coming back?
It feels like they are. I think the better question is war. What is it good for?
You're right. Classic. Hopefully we won't get dinged by some sort of DMCA because of it. You didn't sing it. You just said it. So.
They were just words. And in this case, the answer is not absolutely nothing. It's apparently tales.
If it's about tales. Yeah. Everything's got a story. And we're going to find out about that story about War Tales developed by Shiro Games. This game came out kind of a trickle down, I don't know, kind of release date here. April 2023 on the PC, September 2023 on the Switch, then October 2023 on Xbox. Quite interesting. You would think it'd be easier to convert it over to Xbox, but who knows? Yeah. Maybe there was more vetting process or whatever it is.
Curious indeed.
Yeah. What else is curious? This game was 22.96 gigabytes on the PC. Tom, what about you?
Curiously bigger on the Series S.
Ooh.
Series S. 23.26 gigabytes over here on the console.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting little increase in size there, but you know, it varies. Apparently it varies when you develop games there. But what kind of game is this?
I put simply tactical RPG.
Yeah, that is a very succinct description. I put isometric turn-based combat game ? Because it's not just that, but it is, I feel like it's a good amount of the game.
It's largely that.
Yeah.
Speaking of what you largely do, what do you have down there for your game loop, Chris?
Yeah. I put complete quests while keeping your companions alive.
Okay. I have make your own story by exploring the world and making choices that may lead to tactical combat.
Yeah. I am actually curious about that. We'll get into it. Maybe it's our likes or dislikes, whatnot, but let's start with the likes. What did you like about this game, Tom?
Okay. So I very much liked the way that it opened. Yeah. And that you kind of craft your story or who your people are by kind of like a tarot card prompt system. Mm-hmm. And that not only is there flavor there, but it actually does set the modifiers on mechanics. It feels very much like a tabletop role-playing game. So if you come from, you know, Dungeons and Dragons or those sorts of games,
right.
This character creation kind of system is very, will feel like home to you.
Right. I will go even a little bit further. It's not just character, it's a party creation, right? Because you got to pick your character. Who are you following in your story? And then you get to customize literally everything about them too, even down to your horse. You can pick the color of the horse, name it what. It even has like abilities and stuff like that as well. Not just carrying your loot, but like it can apparently attack. I didn't see that. That would have been cool to see the horse kind of like charge in during combat. Maybe save me because I kind of stunk in this game. But the combat was enjoyable. I enjoyed the combat. The turn-based combat brought me back to like my, you know, the Fallouts, you know, XCOM, that kind of turn-based combat. You know, it is a grid pattern. And actually, Baldur's Gate 3 was kind of like,
So
it is grid-based. Oh, actually, and we were just talking about Persona. We did Persona 5 Tactica. I'm going on tangents here, but that is another one where it was kind of like this grid-based tactics. And I enjoy it. I enjoy kind of like giving yourself some time to kind of plan out what you're going to do in this game. And I thought that it was really good. And I also love the fact that every once in a while you had that little that kill animation that happens where the game kind of zooms in and just shows you how this guy is dead, going to die. And it was pretty brutal. So what did you think about the combat?
I had a good time with the combat. I liked the tactical combat system. You know, sometimes it's not great, sometimes it is great, but I think well executed here in this one, even on the console, where you know that can be kind of a clunky thing to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. What else do I got? You have lots of control over a lot of things, really. You have lots of control over the game settings. In terms of setting up, how do you want the world to be explored? How do you want the difficulty to play out? Oh, yeah. Do you want it to level scale, or do you want it to be like zone based? You can set that up. You have control over, you know, how the saves work, you know, and you're setting all this up when you first start the game. So you're really kind of handcrafting your experience before you begin. And I think that helps a lot with expectation setting, you know, definitely, since it's a game that we totally randomly stumbled upon. So I had a good idea of what I was getting myself into before I even started playing the game, which I think was a nice little treat there. Speaking of other things that I think were cool in terms of freedom, you have the freedom to explore and interact with the world kind of as you see fit. Yeah. So you can go into town and you can take a job. You can sell stuff, you know, and buy stuff and things like that. There are merchants on the road and they may get attacked by bandits, and you witness that happening on the world map. And then you make a decision like, am I going to interfere here? And then when you decide you want to interfere, whose side are you going to take?
Right.
Which is, you know, you would think like, oh, I have to save the merchants. No, no, you don't. Like, you totally could just join on the side of the bandits. I like that you can flip sides in things. There's a mission that you're given where somebody's like, oh, there's a bad guy holed up in a cave. Go get him. And you go, okay, I'll take care of it. Then you walk over to the cave, and then you're in the cave, and the bad guy's like, well, I'll double what that guy's paying you if you turn around and go and murder the captain of the guard who sent you here.
Really?
And I'm scratching my head going, that's a pretty good deal. But like, there are going to be consequences, right? That's going to increase notoriety. That's going to change your standing with the guards and things like that. So ultimately, I took out that bandit, but that you have the freedom to make those choices, and that these choices in turn kind of become your story.
Yeah.
I think like that emergent gameplay there is awesome. And then there's all kinds of like mini games, like there's fishing and, you know, like building things. And like, there's a lot here.
I was surprised at the amount of content there is in this game. I totally agree. And to kind of piggyback, I like the fact that you can change all these settings, at least the difficulty you can change on the fly, which is, I thought was really nice, really helpful, because there were, I don't know about you, I played the tactical combat. That setting for it for me was set to about like on medium. And I got my face stomped in by like in my first mission. And it was like, I was like, what is going on? Like, it's challenging. The combat is definitely challenging. And it's like, I did see like the little prompts when you're talking to people in town, how, you know, you could be talking to a merchant, but there's an option to steal his stuff. And you're like, what is this all about? Like, what can I, like, there is, they just kind of like drop options for you to kind of maybe play around with. And, you know, I guess based on, like you said, based on how you play, because one of the character or groups of characters you can pick are bandits. So if you wanted to play like a bandit, guess what? You could do it. And that's really cool. I appreciate that. Almost give, like, as you were kind of talking about it, it did give me like Baldur's Gate, again, kind of talking about Baldur's Gate vibes, where I'm like, okay, well, I have a lot of choices and my choices have consequences to them, or, you know, it reflects in the world, which I didn't get as far as you did in terms of that, I guess. So I'm glad that that's there. I'm glad that's here. I also got, and as I was playing this, a couple of people came on the stream and were watching me play, and they said this gave them Oregon Trail vibes. I was like, huh, that's an interesting little note there, because I guess you're right, because you have these kind of like moments where you're going into town, you choose your thing, whatever, and like, I don't think you get dysentery, but maybe it's a possibility. But then you kind of go throughout the world and explore it and try to find your way through it. So I thought that was a good, pretty good way to compare the game. So
yeah, I would say choices matter.
Choices definitely matter. And this game has multiplayer, apparently. And I thought that was kind of cool that you can hopefully cooperatively play together. I don't know. Maybe you could be a jerk and just, you know, ruin the party and make someone grief totally someone. So there's that.
Quite possibly.
Anything else you got here, Tom?
I think it's cool that the NPCs have voice acting. I think that helps with immersion in a game like this. I think it's really, this could have gone in my dislikes, but I liked it so much that I put it up here. So your line of sight matters here.
Yeah.
And the game doesn't tell you that, but I discovered it very quickly when my archer shot my guy in the back because I selected the enemy in front. You know, I have a swordsman and he's engaged in melee combat with a bandit.
Right.
And I've got an archer back there. And I said, okay, archer, shoot that guy. And he took the shot and it went right into the back of my knight.
Yeah. And the thing I had a similar experience where I had, I guess my tank, in this case, the guy who's got the big hammer, and I had to take out this guy. He has his one move that you swing and it is in an arc. And one of my other characters was in that arc and I couldn't move them because the way the tactics work or like the combat works is you pick who you want to use in that particular round. And it's kind of like a, you know, you go, they go, but sometimes you get two turns or three turns and then like you can go and use your characters in that way. But that was my last turn. I couldn't move that guy because I already used him. And so I took my swing. I hit who I need to hit plus my other character. It got hurt. And then it told me that their relationship has been damaged because of it. So I was like, wow. So you have to deal with that. You have to deal with the fact that you can sour your companions and how they treat each other later on in the game. Like, what is going on? Like, what is this? Is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. So I thought that was cool. A little bit of a sadness because I hurt people that I apparently care for. And yeah, and on top of like the characters that you pick, you also can hire people in town, which I thought was cool. And then you have to share your wealth with them, otherwise they leave. And I don't know what I didn't hire anyone yet, but I was like, okay, it's cool that I have that option to add like someone to my party and increase my chances in potentially winning said missions. So yeah, that's what I got. Anything else here, Tom? Or shall we
I think I'm done singing this game's praises. It's time to start with my lamentations. Should not surprise anybody who's been listening to this show for a minute. I spent 10 minutes doing prep work to begin the game. And frankly, I hardly did customization. Like, it's so deep that I could have spent an hour like
100%
making those choices.
Yeah.
That's a personal problem for me, right? Your mileage may vary there. You can just randomize everything if you want to, or just go with whatever the game, you know, goes by default. So that's there if you just want to close your eyes and click a bunch of times, you know. Speaking of default things, I did have a problem with the default volume. It was very low for some reason. And I noticed that was made even more present by the fact that there isn't an opening cinematic.
Yeah.
So the game just kind of starts and I was like, it's very quiet. Like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
You know, whereas like if there was an opening cinematic and it was low, you'd be like, oh, I need to, you know, tweak my volume settings here and get the volume tuned in. But I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like the games that we've played recently, they've been really loud. So it's like, it's also, I guess, kind of shocking to then come into a game. Maybe we're in the stage of hearing loss because of all those games. Maybe that's what's happening.
Could be. We're getting old.
We're getting old. So let's try to balance that out. Maybe Xbox, the system should be able to at least help master those volumes when you're loading in, I would think. Hey, you know, whatever. But I will say, Tom, that this game is freaking hard, even on medium. It's hard. I even turned off the surviving or like turn that option all the way down because I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. But yeah, like the combat was like, even though it was satisfying, it was freaking a challenge because one wrong move and these guys will take your head off. So that was unfortunate. And I thought that this is a game where they really did not do too much with the tutorial. Like they kind of told you like, here's your positioning. This is what it is. And it's like, okay, have fun. I'm like, okay, I guess I can win. And like the first battle that you go through, it's you know, that was a cakewalk. I was like, oh, this is not bad. This is pretty easy. And then I get my face smashed in by these other guys. So I was like, what's going on? That's not how you play a game. But I don't know. I mean, that's how I play.
Well, yeah. And it, piggybacking off of that, right?
Yeah.
Because there isn't like a tutorial or not a substantial one, there's right. not really a, and there's no story, right? There's no main quest. Right. So there's no real clear direction of what I should be doing at any given point in time. Right. So while you make your own fun, you have to make your own fun, right? There's not a optional main story. There just isn't one.
Yeah. Yeah. And like right after I killed those first group of bandits, I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Like, I felt like the same way with you. I was pretty aimless. I was like, okay, I guess let me just keep moving around. And then eventually we find the first town. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I can buy stuff. That's great. But how do I make money? Because I need to make I have to get currency. So these questions definitely get dropped in your mind. But a lot of times the game just doesn't tell you that. It doesn't outwardly just say, here's some options here where you can do. I had to then figure out, I had to go to the tavern, talk to the emissary, and like go to the job board that way. So a lot of that stuff is just you kind of fumbling your way through this town, this area, this world. So yeah, I wish there was just a little bit more. It didn't need to be like a very comprehensive tutorial, but just a tiny bit more, just to kind of, especially for someone like me, who's a bit of a dodo.
That's, you know, I agree that would have been helpful. Yeah. There are a couple of other little things that really did irk me. This is a game that's clearly designed for a mouse and keyboard or touchscreen type scenario. And so you're using your controller as a mouse, which is, do not like, not ever. And that gets amplified because when you're in the world map, right, things are pretty gravy. Like you're moving your characters around, you know, like it feels pretty natural on a controller. But then when you get to a town or something like that, all of the locations are like these static clickable scenes.
Right. Yeah.
So on a controller, that means you're mousing around to interact with things instead of moving your character over to talk to somebody.
Sure. Or even snapping to things, right? That would have been nice too.
Yeah. So, you know, it's clearly a stylistic choice that they made. I don't like it, but maybe some other people would. Since you are playing as a group of characters and not just a character, I understand why you might want to include that level of abstraction where it's sort of like the party arrives at the destination and the party speaks to so-and-so.
Yeah.
As opposed to moving like character number one over there.
Yeah. Like a typical JRPG where everyone just merges into that one person and you walk around. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And the other thing, I feel like this game, I am harping on how this game is hard, but I feel like the game tries to punish you more than help you. Yeah. I don't know if you got that feeling, but there was just a lot of times where, there's like bear traps, like again, going through combat, there's like bear traps and stuff like that are there. You know, you have to be aware of where your characters are at all times. So it's just like, and then when you complete it, not everyone levels up, you know, certain people get leveled up and then you're like, okay, so is it because they didn't do anything that they don't get more experience than someone else? Like, I don't know. That's where you're just kind of fumbling through this world and just trying to see how you can get everyone on the same page in terms of your companion. So I don't know. That's how I felt about it when.
Well, and I'll agree with you that as a consequence of the way that it's a party system and you're not anchored to a character and you're not anchored to a main story, like you're going to lose people.
Yeah.
And so like as you lose characters and then, you know, hire new people to fill those slots in your party, like are you ever really attached to any of these people, right? Like probably not in the same way where you have a narrative game where they're, you know, where the game's working hard to make you get attached to them.
Sure, sure. And actually, yeah, you bring up a point where that's one of the difficulties too, right? Where death can be permanent or a party member could leave and never show up again or whatever it is. So it's just like they're just trying to scare you into not even playing this game. We're just like, hey, just FYI. I mean, this is why I stopped playing XCOM 2 because I was like, or 3. Anyway, that the more later version of XCOM, where they said like these characters can die at any point. And you're like, well, I just wasted all my time leveling up this character, and now he's dead, and I'm just like sitting here in my pool of sadness. So yeah, there's that too. But yeah, that's what I got with my dislikes. Anything else you got here, Tom?
One last little pet peeve for me, which is that what looks like a fast travel, which was like return to town, is not fast travel. It just reloads your last checkpoint that you made in town. Now, it does kind of warn you about that before you do it. So thank goodness for that. But I would like an ability to, you know, go
that would be nice.
Fast travel, at least to someplace I've already been, you know,
right.
Because it's like when it's time to like cash in, you take a job in town, you're way out here and you want to return to town and cash that job in.
Yeah.
You have to make your way back to town and maybe you get attacked by bandits. Maybe like a lot of things can happen to you on the way. Maybe you just are really hungry or you need to sleep or, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's realistic,
about the journey, but not the destination, apparently. Yeah.
Yes, very much. I mean, it's clearly by design, but, you know.
Right. Yeah. All right, cool. So I guess we get to our other thoughts here. This game is Xbox Cloud capable. It has Xbox Cloud saves, and it has cross-platform co-op. So PC and Xbox players can play together, and that's kind of cool. How long to beat says this game, just if you mainline it, 39 hours. But if you do a bunch of the other side quests and whatnot, you're getting close. You're pushing 90 to 100 hours easily.
I'm really curious what completing this game looks like.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't really spell out to you an end objective.
Right, right. Maybe you just take over the entire world. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good question. But what do you got there, Tom?
Okay, so I've discovered the game was developed in France. I always think it's interesting to see how international these games are that we're playing. Players can decline any quest. So there is literally nothing that you have to do that you don't want to do. Which is interesting, right? I've played a game, but it's hard to think of a game where you could just say no, like, nah,
I don't want to do it.
I just don't want to do it. And there's no penalty for that. There's no, you know, there's no consequence.
Right.
I mean, other than I guess being poor or not being able to feed your men and them deserting or something like that. Right. No, like immediate consequence. Like,
sure.
You know, the guards don't turn on you or something.
Right.
So it is really a very open experience for anybody who's looking for that. You mentioned the multiplayer.
Yeah.
I found out that this developer also made the Evoland series. People who are familiar with that may be interested in this. If you're a fan of Frank Herbert, you know, Dune, they made the RTS game Dune Spice Wars.
And I believe that is on Game Pass as well.
So, there you go. You know,
want to mosey on down to Arrakis?
Yeah.
Wherever.
Topical.
Yeah, it's quite topical. I don't know. Anyway, so, Tom, we do need to find out what we are going to be doing with this game. Are we keeping this game, War Tales, on our respective hard drives or abandoning it like one of those quests?
That's a good question. So I found it quite strange that my hour went by quickly, despite the fact that there's no main quest, right?
Right.
It's easy for your time to kind of dissolve when you're like really hyper-focused on what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But in this game, I wasn't really hyper-focused on what I was doing because I didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't something I thought I would enjoy, but for some bizarre reason, I liked it and I want to at least give it some more time.
Yeah.
There's something here.
Yeah. I'm actually going to agree with you on this because as challenging as this game was, there was just something about this game that just kept scratching at me to keep playing it. It was just like, it was like an itch that this game really scratched for me. And it was very satisfying. And because of that, yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to keep this game too. And I could keep trying because well done, Shiro Games. You somehow didn't give me a story, but somehow gave me gameplay that compelled me enough to keep going past an hour. So there's that. And Tom, you got Tom.
Yeah, unanimous.
Yes, unanimous. So those are our thoughts about this game. Let us know what you think. Follow us and say hello on Twitter at TC1H1D or shoot us an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. Check out our next streams on Twitch at twitch.tv/1H1D. And hey, we're on YouTube. This is on YouTube. And comment down below if you think that this game is really worth our time to get keep going past that hour and do another 40 hours of this game or so. And, you know, while you're there on YouTube, check out our other reviews. We've done over 160 of these, so why not check some of those out? We have some of those up on YouTube too. 1in20 is part of that QTB network. If you like gaming podcasts or gaming content of any kind, check it all out at quitthebuild.com/network. So, Tom.
Yes, Chris.
We need to find out what we're playing next, don't we?
Yes.
All right. Surprise button. Let's see what you got in store for us now. Here we go.
Variety.
And Variety it is, as we are going to be playing, Tom, No More Heroes.
The. Of course. Hey, Chris, did you play No More Heroes 2?
No.
Neither did I.
I haven't played the first one either, so here we go. So thanks for that, Game Pass. I appreciate that. So that is it for this episode, and thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks, everybody.